Can you clap? Parker, okay, you are getting so much better at that.
So much better.
So much better at clapping.
You guys, you know what's really cool about what we do is that we're able to work together to make improvements, and every single week we make this place better.
Yeah, okay.
We got an air conditioner now. It looks so beautiful.
Yeah, dude, it feels so good in here, and it looks nice. Beautiful trim around it. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, that is precious. That is precious.
Did you see the Instagram story I made?
No.
No.
It was adorable. Oh, you guys didn't see it?
Nope.
Oh, it was just Ranger. I was editing, and he was right there.
On the Gas Boys Instagram, you posted that?
Yeah.
Oh. I did see that.
I was just like, editing intern. That was him. He was so cute. Literally, hundreds of people loved it.
Seriously.
The most engagement we've ever gotten. Like, oh, what are we doing wrong?
Same thing when we had Clementine on there.
Yeah, what the heck?
How is that going, by the way?
Oh, you know, she's just hanging out.
Is she getting ugly?
Well, we started, having some trouble engaging with each other.
Having some boundary issues.
Yeah, she started to cross my boundaries.
Territorial disputes.
Yeah. And so I've had to lock her out of my room and most places. Although I've started opening the patio door and she loves, she'll just go lay outside all day long.
Oh,
she
sweet.
Just loves being outside because it's so high up. It's probably primal, like a lion up on the big rock looking over the land. She'll just sit up there with her face out there and just watch the cars passing by and everything.
Oh, nice. You're not afraid she's going to jump?
Pride
Hopefully.
Rock.
Ooh, fingers crossed. She loves that. So that's been fine. As long as I close my door when I'm sleeping, then it's whatever. She doesn't
want to attack you.
But she'll like start, if I don't, then she'll like crawl up under my blankets from like the foot of my bed and start like scratching my toes or whatever. Because I'm also very jittery. So like my foot's always like.
When you're sleeping?
Bouncing. When I'm going to sleep, I'm always moving my feet.
If I leave the door open and I'm under the blankets and I'm moving around at all, Ranger just like.
Yeah. And it's so annoying because it's so scary.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
your foot to sleep.
Yeah, usually.
You?
No, you shift. Like you're never gonna be perfectly.
You said he's bouncing.
Still.
Bro, speak for yourself.
Well, never when I'm like, if I'm like about to fall asleep. But when I first get in bed for a few minutes, I'll just like rub my feet together or do something.
Get them all nice and warm. Make biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You just get into bed and you sit completely still.
Yeah, dude. You freak.
You robot.
You are the minority here.
Yeah, for real.
Okay.
And we hate minorities.
I'm not completely still. I, you know, shift around, get my feet stretched, and then I just put my hands across my chest.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, tomb.
And then I say, Hannah, look at me.
We're going to put you in a sarcophagus when you die.
I don't think that's...
I think that's it.
That's like your throat.
Esophagus.
No.
Oh.
Sarcophagus is right.
Yeah.
Ranger has been playing fetch. It's hilarious. He's got this little like ball. He likes to chase around. He'll bring it up on the couch, and if you throw it, he goes and gets it, brings it right back.
Oh my god!
So that's fetch. He does it.
Huh. What does he think? He's a dog?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Weird looking dog.
Hilarious Ranger.
That's crazy. How about that, man? We're dog parents. I mean, cat parents.
I'm not. We went over to Noah and Maddie's last night.
Yeah.
Oh, they got a dog and a cat and two kids.
Two children. They were asleep. Didn't get to see them, unfortunately. Goodness.
A dog and a cat, though.
But they have a dog and a cat. They got a cat, Lavender, who is she got super fat at one point and then lost all the weight. And so her belly is so saggy.
Oh my gosh. She's actually been on a weight loss journey.
Yeah. She's been working really hard.
She's a tuck.
Yeah. It's so funny because as she walks, her belly just like
sweeps
the floor.
That's crazy. Has stretch marks.
And then they have a dog,
Buster.
He is probably 6 months old.
Is he well behaved?
Yeah, he's very well behaved.
Oh, good.
He's a cute, pretty cute dog.
He's a cute, that's for sure.
He's just so calm when you start petting him. He'll calm down. He's like a freak for a little bit. He'll run around.
On.
He's excited.
We're all freak for a little bit.
Then he sits there and you pet him and he's great. But Hannah's...
Oh, is my levels cooked? Am I too far away?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Hannah... it's like, oh my gosh, I would love to have a dog. And she's been over there before when Buster
actually,
tries to...
Actually, I didn't know Hannah was a dog person.
Yeah. She wants one eventually. And Buster jumped up on the couch And she's like, oh, I don't think he's supposed to be up here. And just like proceeds to let him be up there. And then
Maddie said, goes, I don't think she's supposed to be up here.
Or no, she said that. Oh. She goes, Buster, I don't think you're supposed to be up here, because she's been over there before and he's not supposed to be up there. And Maddie goes, yeah, he's not supposed to be up there. And she's like, oh, petting him on the couch. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, are you going to make him get off the couch? And she's like, oh, and he jumps off the couch. And then comes around again. Buster jumps up on the couch again. And she's like, I don't think he's supposed to be up here. Like, she didn't hear him the first time. And I was like, no, you just said he wasn't supposed to be up there. And she's like, oh. And then makes him jump off. And I was like, this right here, this is why we are not getting a dog. Yeah. I said, you just lost your privilege to a dog in the future.
Shoot.
So,
Gavin, I didn't realize you were such a tyrant.
I am a tyrant.
Or what's the word? Dictator?
Yeah. Leader?
Yeah. Strong male leader.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, actually.
That's what I am. So that's what I told her, no dog. Well, I would totally get a dog if we had the space for it and the time. I don't want to just have a dog that's I have to lock up all the time.
Get not more time and space.
Mm. Where do you think the dog is?
Where is
right
it?
Now?
Right now.
Probably not born yet.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying, like, if you don't adopt the dog and play with him for a couple hours, like an hour every day, and for the rest of the day he's just hanging out at your house, then instead of that, he's locked up actually all day.
In a cage all day.
In a cage.
No love.
Because he didn't adopt him.
Somebody else can do that.
Dang. No, he'll be there for
not
life.
For me.
He's not really lovable.
See,
put him down then.
Haley planted a worm in your brain.
No, that's just my own train of logic. I was just
No, that's what she wants you to think.
Dang it, dude, I'm cooked.
So then it becomes
she seems like
Moose.
She's a big dog lover. Like even the
she just likes animals, dude. She's the biggest animal person. What?
She's not an animal person.
I don't think she's a real. She's a normal person.
Yeah,
you guys. She's a real girl. She's not. She does not transform at nighttime.
They're gonna get married soon. And
Clementine is actually Haley.
Yeah, we're finding out.
Have you ever seen them in the same room together?
No, but I don't think adopting a dog and like only being able to hang out with it after work is like would be like a disservice to the dog.
I mean, some dogs have like separation anxiety, which is insane. But
yeah, at that point, they need to be put down.
we had Scout.
Just kidding.
We would put him in his crate during the day, but sometimes we'd come home during lunch and let him out.
Yeah.
Or my mom or dad or some whoever, or we'd come from home from school at like 3 o'clock. But my job now, I'm not getting home at 3 o'clock.
No.
And we're gone most evenings doing something.
That's true.
So it's just like, we're not. Even when we're home after the work day, we're not home the whole time.
You might poop on everything. Dang.
Yeah.
It's like, have you seen those? Like a Roomba goes over the dog poop and spreads it around the whole house.
Oh my gosh. Dude. I have
stuff
seen
like that.
Remember that classic Gas Boy story of when my dog squirted all over the walls?
Yeah, we were there.
It's hilarious.
One of our first
you were
clips.
There.
Yeah.
And you said, I felt like there was water dripping throughout the night.
So I went downstairs because it smelled super bad.
You went downstairs?
He went downstairs. I heard the faucet. He went downstairs.
Oh, okay.
I was like, it smells bad up here. Yeah. I'm going downstairs to sleep on the couch.
That's crazy. Oh, I can't believe that. That was... And then Larissa came over and cleaned it. What the heck? She was so... She just cleaned it.
She just loves...
Yeah. She didn't love it, but she did it. I can't believe that. I would never do that.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know. Shout out, you guys. For
Shout
real.
Out. They had a baby.
Yeah, they did.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Baby girl.
Noah is what they named her.
Yeah, it is a girl, though. But yeah, it's Noah. Cute baby.
I guess there's a girl in the Bible named Noah, and there actually is.
Really?
Yeah. She's in there.
Yeah.
How do they spell it?
N-O-H.
N-O-U-H.
No, dude.
Noah.
Noah what?
I bet that's how Parker thinks they spell it.
Yeah, literally.
Parker's like, does not know how to spell.
Anyways.
What were we just saying?
I don't know. I forgot. I feel like I was going to say something awesome.
Talking about dogs. That's how.
Oh,
yeah, guys, seriously, go get one. You need dogs for real. Come meet your favorite dog.
Although, I've been home... a couple days, well, not really all day.
I haven't been home at all.
But a little bit. I went on a walk. I had breakfast with Hannah this morning, so went to a job.
Oh, you had breakfast with your wife in your house?
Then came home, and we went out on the dock and had breakfast.
Oh, nice.
Eggs, a bagel, kiwi, and sausage.
Nice.
It was awesome.
It's almost a good
And then movie. I raced my RC boat. New thing.
Whoa.
RC boats.
Wait, is that the same red one that you've had forever?
No.
Oh, dang.
No, I don't know what happened to that one. I think I sold it before we moved.
Shoot.
But I had these little ones that I got from a White Elephant 2 years ago.
Mm.
Oh, and I found it when we were organizing the garage during Christmas.
Mm.
Broke them out. Anthony and I went down there. The slowest RC boats ever. Really? Fun for little kids.
Yeah.
But it was so slow.
Not for a big man like you.
No, not for a big guy like me.
Not for big boys.
And so Anthony and I said, let's get some RC boats that are faster. And he owed me $50 for a charger. And so I was like,
yes.
I think $50 is a good amount to spend on an RC boat. Ordered some on Amazon. Came in pretty fast.
Nice.
So I've been driving them out on the pond last couple of days. And I told Anthony, I said, hey, Saturday, let's actually race our RC boats. Let's do some stuff. We'll tie some pool noodles to a string and throw them out in the water so that they kind of sit and we have something to
drive around.
And what he doesn't know is I went and ordered
rigged explosives.
I went and ordered poo noodles.
I ordered a RC boat, another one.
A jetpack.
That goes 40 miles an hour.
What?
It goes 40
plus. In addition
to
the one you just bought?
Yeah.
How much have you spent on RC boats?
No, I didn't buy the other one.
He owed him money, remember?
He owed me money. Gotcha, he bought it.
Gotcha.
And this one was on sale. It's usually $140. It was $100.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
And so I ordered it yesterday. It gets to mom and dad's house tomorrow. Because if I ordered it to my house, I wouldn't get here till Monday. It is currently Thursday. So
that's really
I'm picking
weird.
It up for mom and dad's tomorrow. And then I didn't tell Anthony about it.
Oh, so he thinks you're racing the slows.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Gavin, I'm going to have
that one.
You know what I've always wanted to do is put a little fish hook on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Fishing line. You could catch something small. Just in a battle with that thing, tug of war.
Sucks that boat.
Trying to get submerged. Sucked under. Oh, my God.
No.
We'd have to wait till the fish gets tired and then just reel it in.
Yeah. Drive them around for a while.
Oh, that's crazy.
Dude, there are so many turtles. We've been walking around the pond.
Yeah, this time of year, bro, right around my office, there's a pond. There's probably 50 of them on the shore right now.
Yeah, there's this tree that had fallen down in the pond.
What?
I said I got to get to work.
Yeah.
So you got bounties out on them?
The turtles?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to put some bounties on them.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought about it. Because there were 16 on one log. They eat the fish eggs.
Yeah, dude.
And then there was
poach.
10 on the other.
No. Nah, y'all got me tripping.
If my math is correct, that makes 26 turtles.
You're right, at least. That's just what was on the logs.
Wow.
They love to chill in the sun first thing in the morning, so that's prime time to rig explosives.
Not on my watch.
Mm-hmm. Bought some C4 off Amazon. Gonna go out there, kill the turtles.
That's so...
We're joking, you guys. We're not killing anything.
Nope, not joking. Gonna do it, for real.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they eat everything. But I'm so excited to race this RC boat. I watched a lot of videos, and that one seemed to be the best bang for your buck.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because it flips itself back over if you go too fast and flip it.
Oh, I'm
worried about that.
Oh, the other one gets, the one I bought for $50 goes 20 miles an hour.
Mm.
Pretty fast.
Wait, so you did buy two.
Anthony bought it.
Oh. Parker's an idiot. I've said that four times.
Why do you think he said the $50, he owed him $50?
I don't know.
Golly. Huh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What?
You're going to let him, Gavin, don't do that. We don't do that here.
Gavin, we don't do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So I like coffee. I really like coffee. You guys know I like Red Bull, obviously.
We're not supposed to talk to you until you have your coffee. We know that.
I know. Tell you apart. But I get coffee most mornings from Hannah. She works at a coffee shop, right?
I did this morning, too.
It's free. It's free for me. Wow. Or I get just I have so many gift cards and stuff. Like, people are just like, free coffee. Go see your wife.
Yeah.
So I do it. I go get coffee in the mornings.
You said that already.
Is he still talking?
And
yeah, what's happening?
I saw this Instagram reel.
What did the coffee have to do with this?
No, listen. Right. I saw this Instagram reel. It was titled, The Most Enjoyable Way I Take My Coffee.
As in
anime. Oh, I've seen this.
And this lady brings us into her bathroom.
Yep.
And she has a bag of coffee. She lays down on a towel and... You don't see this part, but she takes her coffee in the butt.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's actually not that crazy.
That is crazy.
It's actually super beneficial. Not a lot of people actually know that.
controversial alternative treatment. It involves injecting coffee into the colon through the anus.
Perfect.
It's part of Gerson therapy, yeah, which is developed to treat cancer and other degenerative diseases.
Putting coffee up your butt.
That seems pretty degenerative.
Yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't be worried about the diseases.
Prevents cancer?
Yeah, okay.
Huh. Or just different types of enemas.
Detoxify the body and strengthen the immune system.
Perfect. By taking it up your butt?
Oh my goodness.
No, but seriously, that's crazy. You don't think that's crazy?
That's crazy.
You think that's you take coffee up the butt?
Gavin, come
I've
on.
Heard Let's of it be before, ridiculous. So it's not as like shocking right now, yeah. But I've kind of had years to digest that information. But years? It is. Yeah, dude, it's been years.
People have been taking coffee up their ear for years.
Yeah, sorry. What? Sorry, there's a world beyond your comprehension.
No way.
Welcome to the expanded horizon.
This is funny. It's like coffee enemas are believed to detoxify the body and strengthen the immune system, like can help treat cancer, but then there's no scientific evidence that coffee enemas are effective.
Yeah, what the heck? An enema. So what
harmful people consequences usually have been reported? Well, I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder what they could possibly be. Let's not look into it though. Please.
Self-administering coffee enema is relatively simple. However, a concern has been raised because harmful consequences of using it have been reported. Okay, what are they?
Yeah, tell me. As that's all I'm interested in.
The modality is adopted amongst laypersons for various
you got to get a professional
indications as detoxification therapy.
Should we be talking about this?
So boring.
Constipation, obesity, and pain relief. Why? Talking about what?
That's
coffee up the butt.
Yeah, I guess.
Why is that crazy? People are doing it. They're posting it on Instagram.
Yeah, that's it's not crazy at all. It's actually completely normal.
Such an interesting.
Like, well, the way you're reacting makes me think you think it's normal.
I just said, should we be talking about this? And then you told me it was normal.
Yeah, dude.
What? No, I said that people say it's normal, and then you're like, oh yeah, people have been doing this. I know people that.
Oh
do
yeah,
that.
Sorry, Gavin. Sorry, it's a comedy podcast.
The first person to do this, I mean,
what that's what I'm saying. What were they thinking?
There's a lot of questionable. Well, they probably were a scientist and just did the research.
I have to do this for science.
They theoreticized it and then it came to pass.
I bet you the first person to do this was not a scientist.
Dude's building a contraption in his bathroom. His wife's like, what are you? It's important. I must continue
in the pursuit of truth.
I don't want to do this, but this has to be done.
Fine, I'll do it. Is it caffeinate you, I wonder?
I think probably. Gets into the bloodstream, probably.
You need coffee that fast, that bad. Why don't you just wake up a little bit earlier and drink your coffee a little earlier in the day?
They're no, actually
not going to do that.
Yeah, come on. Seriously.
It's like people are like, let's not work out and eat healthy. Let's take Ozempic. Let's not wake up early and have a healthy diet and drink coffee a normal way. Let's take it up the butt.
You gotta stop saying that.
You've got to stop saying that. Parker's gonna have to edit that out every single time.
Sorry.
That's insane that you just said that. It's true. People talk about sunlight. What is it called? Sunlight exposure?
Yeah, that's vitamin crazy. D. That's good stuff.
Vitamin D. Unfortunately, people like to take vitamin D the same way where they'll get naked and like expose themselves to the sun.
That can't be good.
I don't think it has an impact differently. Depending on where on the skin it hits, it just matters taking.
But that's
it
where the sun don't shine. And I think it's for a reason.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, people have weird habits.
What do you think about grounding?
Oh, I can't. It's hard for me to imagine that it does anything, but maybe it does.
I mean, I feel good when I walk in soft grass, but I mean, it's probably just a good grass. Feeling.
Right.
This is feathers. That would feel good too, probably.
Probably.
Unless just sauce.
And it's like barefoot. I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to feel the dirt. So Anthony has a hard time sleeping, probably just from his career anyways, like having to wake up every 30 minutes or whatever, going on on a call. But since he's retired, he can't sleep for more than a couple hours really at all.
Yeah.
Or consecutively. And so for his birthday, we got him.
We let him sleep. Finally, we stopped going into his room and banging pots and pans every 3 hours.
We got him this grounding blanket that Hope said would maybe be good.
Oh, hope.
And so we pitched in, and it's silver. So basically, it's 6 feet by 3 feet wide, and you don't have to cover your whole body on it, but you have to lay on it and be like, your skin has to be in contact with it, and you plug it into the wall, and it's supposed to imitate grounding, so like electrical currents like flow through your body, and it's supposed to help you sleep better.
Did it?
I don't think it's really helped him much.
No, it didn't.
But it does say that you shouldn't touch your phone while it's plugged in and you're laying on it, or it'll shock you. And he said he's gotten shocked a few times.
That's
like,
hilarious.
Get on his phone. Like,
yeah, maybe there is really something to it then, if it is with like electrical currents or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it would be hard. It's so hard to say.
If I get struck by lightning and I'm barefoot on the ground, am I going to be fine?
Maybe if you bury one leg in the ground,
I'll just
or touching a metal rod.
I think even if it passed through you,
it's still going through you. So
yeah, wouldn't it still just be in the conduit for that?
Just yeah,
still getting, you're still getting like rocked,
shocked.
The people that have been hit by lightning multiple times,
guys,
is crazy.
Comment down below. I want to talk to them. It was like.
I want to hear their lived experience.
Yeah, seriously.
They get free natural tattoos. Their whole body is a canvas of lightning.
That's actually beautiful.
Oh yeah, I feel like I've seen that.
Oh yeah, you have to.
Oh,
okay. Why?
Who got blown up?
Oh, just this gentleman I encountered at work. Went out to his house to fix some stuff for him, and he went to shake. He like went to like give me a fist bump. He's like, "Sorry, I'd shake your hand, but I just got blown up by my fireplace."
Ah.
Like, oh my goodness. And that was about it. He looked like he'd been blown up, too. His hair was all singed. He had a black eye.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like not just now before
he walked
in
the door.
No, not
like moments before.
What's up? I just got blown up.
No, his hand was messed up. And
oh.
Yeah. But he was in a great, he had a great
He was
attitude.
In good spirits.
Good attitude. Good
That's
mood.
Good.
Yeah. Really, really nice guy.
If he survived a brush with death, I think that would put anybody in a
Probably.
Good mood.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually pretty sick.
Yeah, good for him for having a good attitude about that. That would be a difficult situation.
Getting blown up, yeah, I
by
would
your
say so.
Fireplace, the pilot light, or
literally
something was on, and
the thing that you trust the most.
Yeah, I trust my fireplace
more than anybody,
than anything in the world.
And it hasn't betrayed
it came
me.
Came back
yet.
To blow you up in the face.
Oh,
it's pretty crazy. I've never met a guy that's been blown up before. Maybe I have.
I think blown up is a little bit much. He got face throttled by fire.
Yeah. I think that's exactly what blowing up is.
Yeah, maybe actually.
Did you ever watch that show? So I think Cartoon Network, where they would build stuff and then like whoever lost it would get blown up.
Oh, nope.
Mythbusters?
No, dude. It was like kids' show. They would build like a vehicle, or they'd build like some sort of contraption. Or first they would pick an item that they wanted to use.
Chopped.
No, it was like there's a lineup. There's a school bus. There's I don't know, something. I just feel like I remember a school bus. There's different things. You get to pick that. You blow it up. Then you have to build something from it.
Vaguely familiar. Was it on Cartoon Network?
I know it was.
That sounds kind of familiar, but I'm trying to.
Destroy, build, destroy.
Yes, dude.
Wow. Get
well
out of town.
Done, Parker.
Get out of town with that stuff.
That makes sense, because they would destroy something, then they would build something, and then they would destroy it again.
That was I don't know if it was a good show, but
I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. Yes, dude.
Oh.
This was a good show. Why'd they cancel that?
Oh, do you remember this? The cutouts.
Oh, I remember
that
one.
Was fun.
They had slime and stuff involved.
Yes.
The hole in the wall.
Guys, let us know what your favorite Cartoon Network show was. Mine was Penguins of Madagascar.
Oh, I loved
Kowalski.
Amazing World of Gumball.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. A bunch of freaks. I didn't watch
that. No,
that
was funny, dude.
I didn't watch that crap. Yes, I don't say crap very much. It was just that once.
Did you ever see the show Annoying Orange?
That show might have been the worst.
Their mom hated that.
You don't
show.
Know that one?
I know it.
Oh, he hated it.
That one was stupid, made people stupid. That was like the original brain rot.
Probably.
Like before
yeah.
there was just like brain rot garbage like posts and stuff. There
that,
was
that
the
show
annoying
was just
orange.
Insane.
Sound like you said the S word right there.
That show was insane.
You know what?
It's okay.
You
didn't.
That's right.
So this last week, Christian's uncle moved into town.
Yeah.
Uncle Nate. Aunt Nikki and Eliana. moved from Michigan down to Texas. So we got to all go over there for dinner. Super fun time. Parker bailed early because he's a loser.
I had to edit your freaking podcast.
Oh, Kevin.
Gosh.
My freaking podcast.
Yeah, it's yours.
Thanks. And
he's very egotistical. I have to encourage him often. You know this, Christian.
Because Parker was so lame and had to leave early, Christian and I and Uncle Nate went to Walmart at 10 o'clock at night and bought a dang Xbox.
Wow!
Just so he could play Fortnite with us.
My goodness.
And guess how many times we've played Fortnite since?
None.
Well, it's been a couple days.
Christian, I played last night, though. Two W's in a row.
Three wins in a row, actually.
We got to play with Ryland recently. That was fun. Still need to play with Dawson.
Dang it.
He's got a very tight schedule. Also, only communicates via email, so that's kind of tough.
He's very professional.
He's very professional.
I hope this email reaches you well.
Yeah.
That's what he always says.
But I do want to play with him. It's just
kindest regards.
Stars don't align.
They haven't aligned yet, but I'm confident that here in the future, we're going to hop on a game with me, Parker, Gavin, and Dawson.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we're going to get wins.
That's a gas boy's promise.
Lots of wins.
You can take that to the bank.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I love hanging with the boys.
Goodness.
Okay. I love hanging with my wife.
Yep.
We're going to have Valentine's Day a day late because she's doing some Galentine stuff.
Yeah, that's interesting.
We're going to the Grove.
Oh, that's original.
Delicious. Literally. I made some reservations.
Nice.
And then we're going to go see a movie afterwards. So, pretty fun.
Literally copied my exact Valentine's Day.
Well,
what movie are you guys seeing?
Bar for bar, word for word. Me and Haley are going to the Grove on Valentine's Day, the day before. Then we're going to see a movie. That's like the same day that the new Marvel movie comes out. Haley's never really watched Marvel movies, so she wanted to try it.
Oh, yeah.
So
bold move.
Yeah, bold. I think it's Falcon or something. Mm-hmm. Falcon
America.
Captain America. Yeah,
Falcon America. Something like that. I think that's what we're gonna watch. So I'm optimistic about it. I think it'll be good.
I feel like right now is the best time to get into Marvel. Like, really sucking.
Yeah, everyone knows. Like, watch. This is the golden age for Marvel. That's what everyone's saying. It was good. All the critics are raving. Now.
Yeah.
And culturally, it's just massive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody's going to the theaters on opening night.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
Everybody's X-ing about it.
Oh, well, yeah. Let's see.
The Grammys are crazy. That happened.
I didn't see anything. Except for, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that guy.
That's a great song. Sometimes I'll listen to it again. Don't try all of mine.
That's so sad, dude. Like, what happened to him?
Miracles on me.
He's just like, I don't know. Because he went freak.
He went hard. Started, like, and when people ask him for explanation, it's like so shallow. Like, God didn't answer my prayers. Like, that would be like if you had to come up with any reason for just someone to stop believing in
What's
God.
What's her name?
Like, just say it's because he didn't answer his prayers.
Bianca
Sensori.
Like, he started coming out with her and stuff, and then they, like, started showing up naked.
The last thing I saw of him being, like, kind of normal was that Tucker Carlson interview. I remember watching that, and he was like, funny. Like,
I don't even know why I said that. I just thought it sounded cool.
You think you'll see Obama?
Yeah.
No? I guarantee you he'll see me.
I'll see him, and I'll talk to him when I see him.
Yeah.
Or, would you talk to Obama? I'll talk to him if I see him. Yeah. But I guarantee he'll see me. He's like,
I don't even know why I said that. I just thought
it sounded cool.
Pull that up. Can you pull that
up? Yeah. You know what? We deserve that. But I guarantee you, he see me.
So you don't talk to him anymore.
I'll talk to him if I see him.
Yep.
But I guarantee you, he see me. I don't even know the man. I just thought that sounded cool.
Oh, man. It's so cutie patootie back then.
That was, I don't know. I think it was 2022.
Nah, that seems too.
So I remember watching that at Grandma and Papa's house.
Yeah, I remember watching him. Mm. He did a few. He went on Joe Rogan. He went on Lex Friedman also. He did a conversation with him. Do you remember that one? Like the really monotone Russian kind or Ukrainian guy?
Yes.
And he was like, I don't trust you.
He went on Alex Jones too. He had like
you can trust.
He had like a mask on.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one as much. I vaguely remember it.
Do you remember he was at the Super Bowl with his daughter, North? And he had the mask on in public.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
North. She's so much more like him than she is than she is Kim.
I've been a big YouTube guy recently.
Yeah.
I don't have Netflix on my phone anymore because you have to be on the same Wi-Fi of whatever account you're using.
Oh, gosh.
So it's super annoying.
That's obnoxious.
They're just doing too much these days, bro. All these big corporations think that we're so greedy. They just think that we're stupid.
And so now I just watch YouTube, and I'll just watch whatever podcast I'm on. I'll just hop on an episode and watch that episode as my show during lunch or whatever.
You know who's really weird? He's taking kind of a turn for the worst, it seems. Rainn Wilson.
Gavin.
Okay, oh, Rainn Dwight Schrute. Yeah, he's kind of a weirdo. I don't really understand what his beliefs are. I thought he was atheist, but he's spiritual or whatever.
Super spiritual unicorn guy.
And
kind of whole thing.
Now he subscribes to a religion that's like a couple hundred years old. It's like 19th century, called Benai or Benai. What is it? B-I? Look up what religion is Rainn Wilson.
Like benign, like
it's like Middle Eastern, but no. It's like that, like everyone's
non-cancerous.
Baha'i,
okay. Yeah. They have like a temple, but it's literally only like 150 years old or 200. No, like 150 years old.
He has a podcast.
Yeah, he does. Mm-hmm. I watched him. He did a podcast with like this really popular, like atheist guy. He's kind of like a
metaphysical milkshake. Soul Bloom.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's just really like weird spiritual. Like all these people, Muhammad, Jesus, Buddha, like they were all like spirit, like they're all kind of God in a sense. That they're all like everyone that believes in each of those is right in their own sense. Oof. It's really, really strange. But yeah, it was just really surprising. He said that Dwight was a Mennonite in the video I was watching, because he did like a interview with this guy named Alex O'Connor, who's like a big atheist, like philosopher. And he, they were talking, basically just going back and forth about how much collectively they distrust and dislike the Bible. It was really hard to watch. Just like so insufferable. But they were talking about like his religious beliefs, and I don't know. It's just so weird. But in that, he said that Dwight Schrute is like a Mennonite. That's his
his Mennonite character. Or like in his
Mennonite. Yeah, kind of Amish.
Yeah.
Amish.
There's just
a lot of people who just like to reject orthodoxy and tradition and stuff like that. So they want to make their own thing.
Got to find something new, I guess.
Oh, that is just...
It is crazy. I don't know how... It would be really tough for me to subscribe to a religion that was only like less than two decades.
Dang, everybody else got it wrong.
Or less than two centuries old.
And they're like,
I don't think that's why you subscribe to.
I know it's not why you do it, but still, just for like, just, I don't know how you could reason that they just discovered the answer.
Yes.
Just 150 years ago.
Well, I mean, America was 250 years ago.
That's true.
We were the answer.
We were pretty much the answer.
We're the only ones that got it right. Everybody wants to be here.
That's true. Man,
freedom.
Didn't even think about that part. Oh well. Yeah. Did we leave in the whole theology part at the beginning of the episode?
We left it at the end of the episode, I think.
Oh,
maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe we'll see. This,
maybe not.
Like, how's time work? Who knows? Now or not?
Huh.
I've been thinking a lot lately, just about a future.
Really?
All right.
And what I want to do. Because I feel like I've just been, you know, working and kind of doing stuff since we moved to Texas.
Are you
like,
burn out?
No.
I
think it's more like a plan. I want to, like, make more of a plan. Because I kind of have a plan if I want to have a house.
I've been rocking back and forth while I'm talking.
So,
like, so you're fine with where you're at. You're just...
Yeah. And I always have a plan and kind of, like, see what the future holds and where I want to be and
many
where
plans
I want
makes
us
a
to
man's
get.
Heart, but the will of God prevails.
Oh, Gavin. Gosh.
Proverbs.
That was actually so hard. Dang. You just got slammed.
You just got
so hard.
I'll just forget it.
Never mind.
Never mind, no plans. Just like figuring out what I want to do for a house or property, or like, do I want to build now or do I want to
build later?
Like buy property to build little houses on and have people rent them and then have it pay off the land, or do I want to buy something and flip it? Who knows?
It's a classic conundrum.
It's like, money just sitting in a bank account's no good.
No good.
Especially when it's so much money.
So much, and it's just sitting there. It's like,
I have so much money in my bank. Please
do something with me.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't want to. Ugh. Stay over there.
Don't bug me. You're so much. There's so much.
You're so annoying. Just be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just trying to figure that out.
You have $5 billion other dollars you can be talking to while you're talking to me.
Literally. Seriously. That's what it's saying to me constantly. I'm very much the opposite. I think that's all that I think about. And so I've been recently kind of the opposite of like, it doesn't matter that much, which I'm not saying that what you're saying is wrong. I'm just, no, what I'm saying is like, I am.
More go with the flow at this stage of your life?
That's what I'm trying to be, dang, like recently, because I've just been getting so stressed. I think it's because I have so much going on with like getting married and I'm trying to think of everything. Like
what all the stuff you have to prepare for a marriage.
Yeah. And financially and long term and
short term,
like the next 3 months.
Like midterm.
Midterm also. So many terms that I'm thinking of. So I've just been trying to not focus on like.
Don't get overwhelmed by it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to compartmentalize, I think.
Dumber right people have done it and been fine.
That's true. Idiots, some might say.
Yeah.
Let tomorrow worry about itself. Today's got its own problems.
Yeah, I
got
to start locking in with my Bible quotes as well. That's always so cool to me when someone's just talking about a problem they have and someone just drops. Like when Parker was like, many plans has the heart of man or something like that.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Many plans
makes the heart of a man, but the will of God prevails. Something like that.
What was the one about purpose that we were reading?
Many plans has the purpose of...
What do you mean purpose?
Like a man without purpose is... Oh, there's a proverb. Somebody just...
Something about being a sloth.
Nah. I don't think it was sloth related.
Something about...
Parker, you have the computer. You could look it up. I don't have my phone.
No, just sitting there without putting your hands to the plow or something makes you poor. You'll be poor.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the sluggard desires a lot and gets nothing. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Something about
it's harder or it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven.
That's the verse you were talking about?
No. Yeah,
no, it's not.
That's a verse, though.
Oh, that is a verse.
I heard some context to that, though.
Let's hear it.
There were places in, like, doors in cities that was literally called the Eye of the Needle. It was a really small passageway, so they didn't have to open the big gates. Camels could get through it, but it was difficult. So that's believed to be what they were referring to.
I think. Really?
Not necessarily, like, rich people cannot get into heaven. It's like...
Oh, yeah, rich people can get into heaven.
Exactly. Because you think camel... Actual sewing needle.
Yeah. Hmm. So it's either he was saying like a metaphor, like it's really hard.
Yeah.
Like or he was saying that like there. Literally it would be like the camel trying to get through the small entrance of a town made for not camels.
Yeah.
I see.
It's difficult.
That makes sense.
It is possible.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you looked at that purpose one, Parker.
What do you want me to look up?
Seriously,
how
Gavin.
How do I Google that?
It's a proverb or a psalm. They brought it up at the men's... Bible study? What was it? What have I been going to? Men's... Shoot.
Okay.
Watchmen.
Watchmen, yeah.
A proverb or a psalm that they brought up at men's Bible study. Look it up.
No. Proverbs for men and boys. Watch it be the very first one.
I think
one.
It's actually this one.
Seeking heart after wisdom. Garter her.
The awkward sex talk? Was it that one?
Probably that is it. Proverbs 5. When does that talk
my
about?
My son, pay attention. Scroll down. Pay attention to my wisdom and listen carefully to my wife counsel. Oh, wise counsel. Oh. Yeah, I don't think this one's a...
Look up purpose.
Why be captivated, my son, by an immoral woman or fondle the breasts of a promiscuous woman?
That's true, actually. I didn't even think about that. I think that... Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah, no, it's true.
All right.
An evil man is held captive by his own sins. And there are ropes that catch him and hold him. Who is this, Solomon?
Yeah.
What a genius, dude. He's such a genius. Proverbs is probably one of the best books ever written, period.
Just to pick up and be like...
Period.
Just like a book. Like, if you found Proverbs in the library on its own, just Proverbs. Anyone can pick that up and be like, this is the greatest work of literature I've ever seen in my life.
What makes a true friend, Parker?
Look it up.
Proverbs 27.
Proverbs 27, what makes a true friend? Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth. A stranger, not your own lips. That's beautiful.
Hmm.
Oh, go up a little bit. Verse 3. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but the resentment caused by a fool is even heavier.
Sometimes I don't understand the NLT.
Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. Be wise, my child, and make my heart glad. Then I will be able to answer my critics. Well, I don't know what that means that much.
No, you skipped this one. It's better to go to a neighbor than a brother who lives far away.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Man. So much wisdom. These guys go read Proverbs. Fools vent their anger? Interesting.
Yeah.
What does a wise man do with his anger?
Bottles it up inside, deep down.
No, I'm serious. What is like the correct way to... Maybe just don't get angry.
And yapping about it, I think, is...
I see. Yeah, yapping probably not that productive.
The bloodthirsty heart blames people. The upright seeks to help them.
The bloodthirsty hate blameless people.
But the wise quietly hold it back. If a ruler pays attention to liars, he advises the wicked, the poor, and the oppressed servants, and come, the Lord gives a sight to them both.
People love whatever mumbles like
this. Yeah, no one can.
To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child.
That's true. It's always the mother.
Discipline your children, and they will give you peace.
Oh,
yep.
We're good.
And I lost it.
Yep, we're good.
Scrolled up.
Nope,
yeah, we're all set.
Go all the way down. What to find in a wife?
Yeah, that's true. This is the one that will actually be Proverbs 31. It's the last one.
Proverbs 31 woman.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Oh, a lot.
She is something about
Parker. Like, read the whole thing right now.
Why?
Just do it. Look up the ESV.
Oh my gosh, you guys, no one wants to hear the whole Proverbs in the ESV written by Parker.
Really? Parker, this is a new voiceover.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody listen.
The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. Interesting, this is Solomon quoting someone else that's quoting his mother.
Lemuel wrote it.
The words of King Lemuel, an oracle that his mother taught him. So King Lemuel wrote the words of King Lemuel, someone else write quoting King Lemuel?
I don't know.
Yeah. Gosh, dude.
I hate when you say that crap about King Lemuel. What are you doing, my son? Nobody cares.
Parker, read it.
The entire
What are we doing Parker. Are you trying? There's 31 verses in
Proverbs.
We'll
start with the
31.
Woman one.
Okay, go to the woman one.
Verse 10, an excellent wife who can find. She's more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. What
Parker,
am I doing
read it
this
with
for?
Proper punctuation.
Oh, why?
Why am I just submitting to this right now? What's going on? I'm going to do it with, I'm going to put my best effort.
Yeah, you know, lock in actually. You can
an
do
excellent
good.
Wife who can find. It's she is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ship of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens.
Wow.
She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff. What is that? And her hands hold the spindle. Probably some like tools from the back in the day.
Yeah, probably.
She opens her hand to the poor and she reaches out her hands to the needy. She's afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchants. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom and teaches the kindness, and the teachings of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellent, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruits of her hands and let her works praise her in the gates.
Wow.
Did you guys have like a bet going?
That's actually
got him
beautiful.
To read.
It's like, if I get Parker to read the entirety of Proverbs 31, you owe me $100, Christian. And Christian was like, no way, it's actually going to happen.
He's like, no, you are not going to read that right now. You owe me $100.
Why did you want me to read that?
You owe me, he owes me $100.
Why did you want him to read that?
I don't know. Thought it was good.
No. Well, what are you going to do?
Well, bit's over.
Resume.
Oh, Parker, I can't believe you did that.
That's actually hilarious.
You guys, and so that is how to be a submitted wife.
He was wanting Hannah to listen to that part. Hannah, listen to this episode. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really
good.
You can skip to the end, I guess. It's not that good.
Yeah.
We might need to put a little disclaimer just for the beginning of the episode and just say, this is unlike any episode we've ever done.
Why?
Because it is unlike any episode we've ever done, I feel like.
What about it?
We just were more serious the entire time.
The entire episode? Not even really.
Bro, I literally talked about sticking coffee up your butt.
That's actually true.
That's true. Just the end of the episode was serious.
We've had that before.
No, we switched it. You know what I'm saying?
We've had that before, though, and people love it.
We've had much more serious episodes than this.
That's true.
This is like 75% nonsense.
That's so us.
Literally so us. We're so...
You guys, hop on Fortnite.
You guys, if I could describe our friend group in one phrase, I would say 75% nonsense.
Parker, you are so...
So unhinged. It's actually insane.
It's actually how unhinged you are.
Okay, that's actually crazy.
Okay. We should talk about... Oh, I feel like there's something crazy to talk about. But maybe not. Maybe we've touched it all.
Let's just think about it. Maybe we've touched everything.
A normal week in our world. I'm just going to breeze past what he just said. We did not touch anything. Guys, life is good.
Parker, let's tell us about your life.
You know, people don't hear about us to hear about our normal week. Yeah, how is everything going for you?
Good. Mariah's getting better. She was sick. She was real sick.
Dang it.
For a while. But she's good now.
That's good.
That's great. That's great news.
Been good.
How's work been?
I've been good. It's been all right. I've been driving a lot. This is kind of funny. Just wait. The window on my van, I rolled it down and it stayed down.
Dang
it. So then it was down.
No!
And it was just like that.
It actually sucks.
But I had to drive to Sulphur Springs with the window down. That was funny.
I guess the weather's been pretty good, though.
It has been nice. This is the best week for it to possibly happen.
Gavin, what about you? Is life good for you?
Oh, life is so good.
You feel fulfilled?
I'm fulfilled.
Do you wake up every day with purpose, do you think?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, I don't really
realize what's happening until like 20 minutes after I've been awake.
Yeah, what time do you usually wake up?
Like 7:30.
20 minutes before you have to be at work?
I leave at like 7:50, so I give myself 20 minutes to like, before I drive.
Yeah.
Away.
I've been thinking, I've been having a great success.
Okay.
Gavin, say something serious and don't sugarcoat it with Donald Trump impressions.
So
we're going to break down the walls.
I was feeling
a
gaping hole in my life.
Remember when we were having Parker do that? We were making Parker like try and tell us something serious without doing an impression.
When was that?
I remember it. It was an old episode. We were like, Parker, no, be serious.
Yeah.
Like, tell us like what's been happening in your life. So things have been good. No, be serious.
It's been...
Okay.
Money's been tight lately.
I do not want people to see me.
What were you going
to
say, Gavin?
No, I've been having so much work lately that's coming in.
Let's go.
That I'm trying to figure out like if I scale my business and...
How do you scale a business like that? Because
it's so difficult.
You only have so much time.
I know.
And so time isn't really scalable.
That's why I think I might just turn down jobs that I don't want to do and just kind of keep the jobs that are paying well and that I enjoy and that I kind of have everything set to do. And
yeah.
Separate the wheat.
One way to scale it is to start charging more money.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
Oh, really?
It's like, if
you want me, how bad do you want me?
Yeah. Like this is
dollars worth?
Charge just enough money to where you can fill up all your time.
Yeah, exactly.
But not too little money to where you have more jobs than you have time.
Exactly.
What an equation.
That's what's been nice is I have been working and I don't have to work every single day.
That's so nice, bro.
So I've been doing jobs where like all of February is booked out. I'm completely booked up in February.
Yes.
And there's a couple days in between where I have off. It's like, I'm not filling that up. That's my time.
Yeah. It's your time off.
Hannah and I are going to go to West Virginia, go snowboarding, just the two of us.
Do you ever book things on Saturdays?
It just depends.
Yeah.
Not really, though.
Not usually.
Pretty much always have Saturdays off unless I am like, oh, I just got to get this done. But this week I had a job in the morning. But then came back, had breakfast with Hannah before she went to work, and then finished other stuff I had to do, which kind of awesome. Throughout the day, which was fun.
Awesome.
But just trying to figure out how much I want to do. Cause I just got this, I got to write up a quote for a customer. It's like, it's a bunch of painting, which I can do for sure. It's not really that hard, but it's just not what I'm set up to do. I could make more money if I was doing like the stuff that
you already have the equipment for and stuff.
Yeah. Cause there's equipment that can make all the painting and stuff go faster, but do I want to have a sprayer and have to do that work all the time?
Right.
So I might like have somebody else do it or something.
Well,
oh, you took the job already?
No, I have to write up a quote. It's like,
gotcha. It's probably something worth,
it's like, I'll make a price, but it's going to be a price where it's like, make it's going to be worth it for me to have pay someone else to do it. But also I want to make money.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But we'll see. Cause then I got to have payroll and stuff like that. So I just might do it myself.
Yeah.
So
the IRS is listening.
Taxes.
Christian, how about you? Gavin wasn't going to ask. He doesn't care. About
yeah, I know. I actually figured that he wouldn't.
No, you're done. You already had your time.
Actually, we're finished.
Christian, how's life for you been?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Dude, you were such a faker. That was like so disingenuous what you just did.
I also said it kind of weird. How's life for you been?
Pretty good.
How's life been for you?
Good. Wedding's coming up.
Woo!
Oh, my goodness.
How many days now?
We have 80. 80, we have 79 days, I think, because it was 80 yesterday.
When this is coming out, it's down to like 75.
Down almost to 75.
74.
What are you saying right now?
Days left.
79, I said.
Yeah, but when this comes out.
Oh, I thought you were like trying to bargain with me how many days were left.
No.
But you could have.
Yeah, some might say it's 75. No, that's going good. Work is fine.
Change your life. You give me $100, I'll give you 75 days.
Opportunity on the horizon.
Yeah, maybe. That's true. I have lots of opportunities swirling about. I've been reading a lot of books. That's been the best part of this year so far.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. I've read so much.
Mariah tried to ruin one of his books for him.
I know. Tell me about how...
She read it before?
No, she said the author is a pervert or whatever.
Oh.
Turns out he was.
Turns out it's true. He wasn't a pervert, actually. Let's be very clear. He was sexually immoral, some might say, but...
Which is a perversion.
But not, like, with children.
Yeah, not pedophilic.
Which is, like... Yeah, right. Exactly. But the book isn't about like his life story. It's not like a biography or like this is like his philosophy of living.
It's
just like, yeah, just kind of some, it's like a philosophy type, whatever. But yeah, I've been reading a lot of, actually not really that interesting.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Mariah's got a lot of books.
Really?
That I need to read. Yeah. Most books that I mentioned, she's like, I think I have that. Or I think I read that.
Where does she have them?
In a box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to start reading. You know what really interests me right now is like...
I don't even know what's going on anymore, but I'm having fun. The listeners are having fun. I've done a lot of reading.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Good for Parker to read stuff every once in a while.
Yeah, dude, I haven't read that much in a while.
Your brain just on fire right now.
I actually read all the time.
I've been listening to a lot of books too at 1.5 times.
Oh yeah. I should have been talking faster.
They all read too slow.
Also more exciting. Seriously. You're like, I'm reading this right now and I think that it's really interesting. That was you.
Literally.
Yeah.
You can work on that. You could work on it a little bit.
Okay. Was I reading too slow for you guys?
No, you were just... No, you did a good job.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Gavin. Thank you. All right. It got warm in here again.
Yeah, that was
but the AC does wonders.
Yeah, it does its job when it's on for real.
We might have to figure out something because we're gonna probably have to keep it on during the summer because it gets a cooking.
I don't think it's even the heat from outside. I think it's just our warmth in being in this room.
Our bodies. Do we need to take cold plunges before?
Yes.
Except when it was really cold outside, it wasn't getting this hot.
Wait a second.
But this is also much hotter today than it was the last time we recorded.
But it does get to 100.
Oh, outside it was much hotter?
Yeah,
I see.
So
you should look up, actually, never mind.
Yeah, that would be insane.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You guys should get RC boats, though. That would be
so cool. Yeah, seriously, it's so sick.
No, you guys should play Fortnite.
No, I was talking about you guys.
Play Fortnite with the gas boys.
Let's go play some Fortnite.
Yeah.
with Nasty and Nate.
Onward. See you guys next week. Reach out if you want to play.
Yeah.
Carry you some wins.
Reach out if you want to talk about
theological stuff.
Like, you guys start reading books for real and leave meaningful comments.
Start leaving meaningful comments.
No, I mean, like, read a book and be like, this is something insane I learned from the book.
Oh, yeah. Tell us. Tell us your crazy.
Yeah. And what book you're reading.
What book you're reading and say, this impacted my life. Can you believe this? And then we'll be like, yo, that's crazy.
And then we'll read the entire book on the podcast.
Yeah, you guys, seriously. It'd be in like an audio book for you.
That's actually a great idea. Parker's had a lot of terrible ideas.
That's one of
that's a good idea.
We used to, just the range of this podcast.
It's pretty incredible what we can do.
Some episodes talking about fecal matter, even on this episode talking about
coffee
enemas.
To this, I mean, we're so sophisticated.
It's actually insane.
That's embarrassing for everybody else.
I think about that.
How much better we are.
Not a lot of people have that kind of range where you can be funny, serious, and gross.
Funny and seriously gross. That's us.
Literally, we're so unhinged.
Somebody stop us. We should not be allowed.
We should not be allowed to have a podcast and put this on. Our kids are going to be so lucky.
Lucky kids.
They're going to be like, wow, those are our dads. They're so funny.
That's our dads.
Not like...
I was watching my
dad's
dad
podcast. And that's my Uncle Parker and that's Uncle Christian. Wow. Uncle Parker
is dumb.
So your
kids are the only ones allowed to watch the podcast? Nice, Gavin.
All right, bye everybody.
Yeah.
Peace.
Later. So in the Bible, you know, we have these books of the Bible that are in the Bible for a reason. But there's other books of different apostles that walked with Jesus.
Like Thomas.
Yeah, where they don't know necessarily if it was like actually Thomas that wrote that. Whereas people be using that name in that time of trying to...
It was dated to doctrine. Like quite a bit later. Then that would have been the latest. That would have been the last. Or no, the Book of Thomas is... I think that that's the one that makes reference to... Like, pretty clearly makes reference to Dante's Inferno, talking about like the layers of hell and stuff.
Oh, interesting.
And Dante's Inferno was like 9th century AD. So, like, not during the light, not during when Thomas would even be alive by like hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, a lot of people think not only is it not canon and that like the theology isn't really accurate,
Dante Catholic,
but it's also like just would have been dated to hundreds of years after Christ. I think Dante was just like I think that was just a novel. Like, I don't think that was actually like a theological theory. I think that he was just kind of, you know, but he's kind of portrays,
but it's not, I think it's like a,
he was
kind
Catholic.
Of fictional.
Well, he portrays, Satan as kind of like a tragic hero in that he is like doomed to be the enemy of God. And he's trapped in the 9th circle of hell, frozen forever.
Frozen?
Banished. Yeah, in like an ice, like frozen in ice until he's banished into the pit of whatever. Which is, yeah.
There's hell. There's different references of hell in the Bible. You know, there's like Sheol, Hades.
Death and Hades, I think, is like, because... Because those are often mentioned together, right?
Yeah. I can't remember all the names, but there's different...
But Hades is like the Greek god of the underworld.
Yeah, there's different... It talked about some places in the Bible of different places, like before, like when people die, when someone dies, before they go before the judgment seat of God, like it's before heaven, like it's not in heaven or hell yet. But that there's this like place in between, and then there's like Sheol,
Abraham's bosom,
where you see people before they're actually in hell, but they're in a place of suffering before they're actually cast into hell.
Interesting.
I think like Jesus comes back as the final judgment.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I've been going so hard with like apologetics, I guess, or like theology. I guess it'd be apologetics, like the resurrection and. Like morality and stuff.
That's crazy. Comfort and bliss.
What do we got here? Abraham's bosom is a term in the Bible that refers to a place of comfort and bliss for the righteous dead. It is a concept in both Christianity and Judaism.
So I think that is where people went before Jesus. died on the cross and rose. Well,
it's not literally Abraham's bosom.
But that's, I mean, yeah, it's like the...
Well, but what does it symbolize?
A place of, like, refuge, I guess, because like, leaning up against...
Like, we'll consciously chest. Be experiencing, waiting for Jesus to come back after we're dead, or will that's just where we're, like, unconscious until he raises us or whatever. Interesting. That's fun.
Yeah, dude, as you read the Bible more,
is that where, like, purgatory like, comes from?
I think so.
The idea of purgatory, people think that we'll be conscious in the Abraham's bosom, whereas we believe that we won't experience it consciously. Whereas
God exists out of time, and so...
Yeah, it'll just be like, boom, we're there.
We die, it's like, oh, we're there.
Yeah.
Earth right. too.
Have you ever heard the theory, because it's said that when Jesus goes up on the hill... He visits Elijah. Is Elijah, or like when Jesus,
yes, Elijah appears
and Moses?
Elijah and Moses appeared to him. And those Peter are the, is like, do you want me to make you tents? He's like, what the frick?
Are you talking about? Make me a tent? No, well, I need a tent of meeting.
It's also Moses and Elijah are the only ones, because Jesus goes up on the hill mm-hmm. and then is seen with them. And Moses and Elijah are the only ones in the Bible that are said to have gone up on a hill and had an encounter with God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so... there's a theory that he was literally having an encounter with both of them, like speaking to them while Moses was up on his hill and Elijah was up on his hill in First Kings or whatever, that was actually a time deconstructed mm-hmm. and he was actually like
there for both there of
them. Isn't also like John the Baptist is considered to be the second coming of Elijah?
That's what people thought. People thought, like, oh, are you Elijah? Or are you the...
No, they've said that to Jesus.
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
But I believe, like, John the Baptist was the second.
Because Elijah didn't die or whatever?
Enoch didn't die.
Neither did Elijah.
Elijah didn't die. He was taken up.
He was swept up.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
And then Elisha was there.
Elisha was there. Watching it happen.
How confusing.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Also, like, the John who wrote Revelation... Is that the same as who wrote the Gospel of John? But they're not John the Baptist.
It's John the Baptist.
John the Beloved.
John the Beloved, who was like an apostle.
Who also wrote John.
But John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin.
Yeah.
Yes.
From Mary's sister. And Zechariah or something like that.
Yeah.
Was his dad.
It's actually, I was reading today about how a lot of people... Actually, yeah, never mind. Should we actually get into the podcast?
I don't know if any of that was super accurate.
Well, no, it's all accurate, but I don't know if it's interesting. Not at least not for the beginning of the podcast.
No.
Pretty likeness. Intro.
Yeah, so.
You can talk about it later, though. It is so interesting, bro.
Rut.
Yeah. There's so much I want to
read. No.
No.
Dude, you have to... Oh, I've been reading. It's been so awesome. I've started because the book I've been reading talks a lot about just philosophy, like secular philosophy,
mm-hmm.
And like how you can't have morals or meaning without God.
Yeah,
and how there's atheist philosophers that believe that you can.
I think I argued that in like a morals paper once,
and like Nietzsche. And like all these other philosophers that have tried to
mm-hmm.
explain that morals are real. We promise they can be something.
Oh, yeah, but who decides it?
Yeah,
what's your definition for morals if you're not going off of what's based in the Bible?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I just made this up.
Well, people, other religions can have their own morals, but what are they based in? They're based in their false god.
And if we're just like... If only, like, we don't, like, atheists don't believe in free will either. Like, they believe in the illusion of free will, that we, in our minds, think that we can make our own decisions, but the only thing that's actually making decisions is just our...
The lizard.
Genetics things. And our...
Our instincts.
Will, and our instincts. That we don't actually make decisions, and that in order for evolution to progress, that we have to believe that we have free will, and so...
Our natural selection is an illusion of our free will, basically.
Right. And evolution over billions of years has made it so that humans think that they're making decisions for themselves. But in reality, they're not. And atheists have to think that, because if they don't think that, then it demands like that reasoning. There's a God, or that there's something that's beyond like the natural world.
Yeah.
Because there's no reasoning as to why it would be anything else.
What really gets me is like people's idea of creation, where did that come from? Because you either have to exist that everything came from nothing or everything came from something. Like what?
Yeah, that's insane. What the frick? How can you believe that? Of course you can't believe that. That you just...
Everything came
from nothing. That there was something that collided. What? Where did the something come from?
Uh-huh.
What could have collided to make everything?
If there was nothing.
If there was nothing. That's so insane. How can that be the basis of your whole entire belief system?
They're just small microorganisms that just began existing. But where did existing?
They come from? Yeah, what the... It's so illogical.
But then, God in this world has been created.
Except for God, but God was always there.
Someone that is outside of that.
Yeah, of course.
But isn't that weird to think about? Like before Adam and Eve and before the creation of the earth, before when it was just void.
That's why
and there was nothing, but think, God was always there.
You know, I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
No, go ahead. No, seriously.
That's why I think what makes that
100% true that we are the only earth to ever exist, the only people that Jesus has saved. Have there been like, has this happened before? And this is just like another, because there's going to be a second earth.
But not with unrighteousness.
But as we know it, but who's to say this hasn't happened before, like that God hasn't had this before.
Because it's eternity,
right? But who's to say once we get there
that it's not like what a reset?
Yeah,
once we get where
heaven or second earth, whatever. Is second earth eternal? Is that what they said?
Yeah,
because if the earth, heavens and earth will pass away, but God lives forever, something like that is what they say.
You don't think they will be around forever?
I don't. Oh, will we?
We'll be in eternity with him.
That's like the whole idea of heaven is that it's eternal.
Yes. Yeah.
So like we get there and it's like, wow, we accomplished this.
Until what I just said now. Okay. Like, I'm just throwing out
thoughts. See what you're saying. I see, you believed
that there wasn't?
No, I also believe that like heaven was an eternal like worship service. Like just a church service. And like, oh.
Yeah, I got it.
It's going to be boring as...
Well, what is it then?
Yeah, if it's not that, then what is it?
You can worship in more ways than just singing and playing instruments.
Like fishing.
Yeah.
Or hiking.
Working.
Okay.
You guys, are we all going to be carpenters? Everybody, are you still going to sell insurance?
Oh, no.
Everybody has gifts. Everybody has abilities. Everybody has jobs.
And we get to do it to serve
artists God. And yeah, that's, dude, imagine those godly art.
That's so cool. Can it hang music. In my house? Do I have a house?
Yeah,
or do we all just have beds out in the field?
I think we have mansions, right? Isn't that in the Bible?
Yeah, but probably not mansions in our
gold that's so pure you can see through it and see the jewels and the gold.
The gold is so perfectly shiny. Gosh. So pure.
I love gold.
It's blinding.
Huh. Yeah, I wonder what is going to be valuable about it.
And it's so...
No ice cream.
Like, I've thought, like, oh my gosh, is this going to be in heaven? Literally, it does not matter. Like, God knows exactly.
You say it is not matter? It does not matter.
It does not matter. Literally, it does not matter. It does not matter. It was like kind of a dzz. It does not matter.
It does not matter.
God knows what your spirit longs for. He literally made you, and he's literally going to make it so awesome.
I'm so excited.
Let's kill ourselves right now.
Let's kill each other.
Okay. The last one standing is
cooked.
I'll kill both of you guys.
Yeah, so atheists think like if I just strangled both of you right now, then it would just be my genes, over. My genetics.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, my genetics.
My genetics did it, so don't take me to prison.
They were weaker than me. I had to
take
cleanse the bloodline.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, maybe this will be in at the very end of the episode. If you're listening to this, we'd left it in at the very end. If not, no point in saying what I just said.
Yeah, wipe it, wipe your butt.
Don't say that, Kevin. It's disgusting.
Can you clap?